Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Historic unemployment.
I have nothing. Nothing but myself and my kids.
Coronavirus at the White House.
Now we're going to go testing once a day.
Arrests in joggers killing.
It's absolutely horrific, and Georgians deserve answers.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. A government report due out in 30 minutes could tell a tale of unemployment not heard since the Great Depression. Millions of jobs were lost in April as the nation's economy was brought to its knees by the coronavirus pandemic. CBS's Mark Strassman has a snapshot from Atlanta.
LaBria Chandler hasn't hit bottom, but she can see it in Athens, Georgia.
Behind on my bills, my rent, my lights.
The single mother of three lost her job as a line cook, and they've been homeless before.
I need my place. I need a roof over my head.
For millions, that roof has fallen in, especially among minority families.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
In Tucker, Georgia, this drive-through line keeps Matthew's Cafeteria in business.
65 years, never laid a person off here.
Michael Green had to lay off 24 employees. He rehired them with his PPP loan.
Do you have any confidence in where you're going to be in 3 to 6 months?
For the first time ever, no.
Chandler had to pawn her daughter Anaya's laptop to feed the family.
I'm trying. It's just hard.
Correspondent Carter Evans is in California, where some businesses are being allowed to reopen today.
I went from 15 employees to zero.
Nicole Briseño is the owner of two small boutique clothing stores and says she had to fire all her employees when her store shuttered. She's reopening and doing all the work herself.
I hope that my employees could eventually come back and do it with me.
But some are ready for the return. At G&J Flowers in Los Angeles, business is blooming. With Mother's Day on the horizon, owner Jorge Oliveira is thrilled to be open ahead of their biggest weekend of the year.
One busy week, Mother's Day, they cover a lot. They help us a lot.
Still, state officials warn guidelines like social distancing and face coverings will need to be followed.
There are new questions at the White House after a military man, a valet who works there, started feeling sick Tuesday and the next day tested positive for the coronavirus. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
CBS News has learned this particular valet served the president meals. Still, Mr. Trump insists they never came into close contact.
Know who he is, good person, but I've had very little contact.
The president says rapid tests have been administered to his White House aides on a weekly basis.
Now we're going to go testing once a day, but even when you test once a day, somebody could... Something happens where they catch something.
There's no indication Mr. Trump plans to self-quarantine. 8 World War II vets are due to visit the White House today. They'll be tested for the virus. Administration recommendations call for older, high-risk adults to shelter in place. Now to Georgia, where 2 white men have been arrested and charged in the February shooting death of a black jogger. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Marcus Arbery says he is relieved that the men accused of killing his son Ahmaud last February are in the Glynn County Jail.
This is a good birthday gift. I wish my son was here.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigations arrested Gregory and Travis McMichael Thursday evening. The father and son duo told police they thought he was a burglary suspect and shot the unarmed man during a confrontation. But Arbery says his son was not a criminal.
He was a well-mannered, respectful young man, loved people.
The arrest comes just days after cell phone video was released showing the final moments of Arbery's life. The video was filmed by William Bryan. Attorney Lee Merritt says he also expects Brian to be charged.
My understanding is that that investigation is still ongoing.
In a CBS News interview, Attorney General William Barr defends the Justice Department's decision to drop the prosecution of former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S.
A crime cannot be established here because there was not, in our view, a legitimate investigation going on based on a perfectly legitimate and appropriate call he made as a member of the transition.
President Trump says Flynn had been an innocent man all along. In a social media interview with Megyn Kelly, Joe Biden's sexual assault accuser, Tara Reid, says he should pull out of the presidential race.
Step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the president of the United States.
Biden has denied the accusations from the former Senate staffer. Mother's Day weekend in the Northeast will feel more like early winter. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says some places will get snow.
Many low temperatures will drop below freezing. Winds are going to gust to 50 miles an hour on Saturday. That means wind chills in Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston are likely to be in the mid-20s on Saturday morning, and even colder wind chills in interior portions, a few single digits.
75 years ago, VE Day, victory in Europe to end World War II.
The forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Wartime leader Winston Churchill broke the news to a nation unbroken after 6 years of ground war and air raids, confirming that the Germans had surrendered.
The German war is therefore at an end. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing.
Rejoicing? Conga lines formed in the streets. English girls kissed American GIs to whom they hadn't even been formally introduced. Dancing incognito among those crowds, a young Princess Elizabeth. When the Queen addresses her people in times like today's of suffering, they know she knows whereof she speaks. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
And a half century ago today,
it was the Beatles' final studio album.
When I find myself in times of trouble.
50 years ago today, the Let It Be album was released. It would essentially mark the end of the Beatles. The group had already broken up. The two big singles from the album, Let It Be, and a song that seemed to sum up the end of the Beatles.
The long and winding road.
The Beatles would never record again, but almost a year later,
the Beatles for Let It Be.
They won an Oscar for the soundtrack from the Let It Be documentary. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In this country, liquor sales have increased during the pandemic, but not everywhere.
One of the world's largest brewers says it may have to destroy 400 million bottles of beer. South African Breweries says it's because of the country's ban on alcohol sales, part of the coronavirus lockdown. Beer, wine, and hard liquor sales were halted when the lockdown went into effect March 27th, and the beer's been piling up ever since due to what was already in the vats and production process. Unless the company gets the go-ahead to move the brew, some 34 million gallons of beer will go right down the drain. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
The National Football League released its regular season schedule last night with the hope the season will not be delayed by the coronavirus. Tampa Bay, with new quarterback Tom Brady, will make 5 primetime TV appearances. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 8th of May. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.